Hello children, electric potential at a point in the electric field is defined as the work done in moving a unit positive test charge from infinity to that point against the electrostatic force of the electric field of the source charge, irrespective of the path followed. Expression V is equal to integration of E dot dr with a minus sign. SI unit is joule per coulomb. E is equal to minus dV by dr. Electric potential due to a point charge is given by V is equal to 1 by 4 pi epsilon naught Q by R. Electric potential is a scalar quantity, while electric potential gradient is a vector quantity. A surface at every point of which the electric potential due to charge distribution is same is called equipotential surface. The potential energy of a system of 2 point charges can be given as U is equal to 1 by 4 pi epsilon naught q1 q2 by r12. Potential energy is 0 if charges are separated by infinite distance. The electric potential at any point due to an electric dipole is given by V is equal to p cos theta by 4 pi epsilon naught r square for r very very large than L. Relation between electric potential V and electric potential energy U is given as U is equal to Q into V. Conductors in electrostatic field. Because of absence of electric field inside the conductors, there will be no electric field line inside the conductor. All points just under the surface of the conductor are of same potential. Electric field just outside the charged conductor is perpendicular to the surface of the conductor. Hence, net charge in the interior of a conductor is 0. Dielectrics. The non-conducting materials which do not have free electrons are called dielectrics. Example, air, glass, etc. The molecules of dielectrics may be polar or non-molar polar substances. Polar substances like HCl, H2O, NH3, CO2, etc. Dielectric constant. The ratio of applied electric field intensity E naught to the reduced value of electric field intensity E on placing a dielectric between two oppositely charged plates is called dielectric constant. So, K is equal to E naught by E. Since E naught is always greater than E, K is greater than 1. Dielectric constant is also called relative permittivity of a dielectric. Now comes electrical capacitance. The measure of the ability of a conductor to store electric charge or energy is known as electrical capacitance or capacity of a conductor. Let charge Q be on a conductor of potential V. Therefore, Q is proportional to V. Q is equal to C into V, where C is the constant of proportionality and is called capacitance. SI unit of capacitance is farad. Hence, 1 farad is equal to 1 coulomb by 1 volt. A capacitor consists of two conductors of any shape separated by a non-conducting medium such that it can store electric charge. The net charge on the capacitor is 0 because both conductors of a capacitor have equal and opposite charge. Capacitor is also known as condenser. The capacitance C of a parallel plate capacitor is independent of the charge on the capacitor. Potential difference between the plates of the capacitor. If a dielectric of permittivity epsilon occupies the space between the conducting plates, then the capacitance C is equal to epsilon A by D, where epsilon is epsilon naught by into epsilon R. Electric field between the plates of the capacitor E is uniform in a region between the plates. E is non-uniform at the edges. Capacitance of a parallel plate capacitor having free space between the plates is given as C naught equal to epsilon naught A by D. And if a dielectric slab of thickness T is introduced and it is having a dielectric constant K, then C is equal to C naught by 1 minus T by D into 1 minus 1 by K, where T is the thickness and K is the dielectric constant. When dielectric of dielectric constant K is introduced, charge on the plate increases, capacitance of the capacitor increases, potential difference between the plate remains same and electric field decreases. Let's here end our today's lesson. Thank you, children.